The great Ed Obradovich joins the show. OB?
Yes.
OB?
Yes, ma'am.
Where do we begin? And I heard you guys last night, and I waited forever, and I was storming around the room waiting for you guys because I needed to hear you. You guys were great and still on fire hours later. I can only imagine how you spent those hours between the game and your broadcast.
I'll tell you what, one way to look at it is, you know, you wonder why in four quarters we score 3 points, okay? I'm going to tell you why. We go early into the second quarter with our quarterback, Justin Fields, 6'3", 225, okay? Kid's got some talent. And what do? Early in the second quarter, what has happened the entire first quarter and the first few minutes of the second quarter? Not one time do we move the pocket. What do I mean by that? A sprint out to the stronger weak side, a bootleg, a naked bootleg, or a sprint out bootleg. We did not attack down the field. You've got to attack down the field. You've got to loosen up that defense. You got to see what exactly is it. Are they running a revolve? Are they running a zone? Are they running a man-to-man? None of these things into the seventh game of the season do we do. Number two, I'm going to go to the last play of the second quarter, obviously into the first half. What do? We're in position. And what do? We just take a handoff, let our back run right in the middle of the line, tackle them, bang, the half is over with because there's only a few seconds. What should have taken place, Anna, and believe me when I tell you this, what should have taken place, they should have sprinted Fields out or dropped them back and put Mooney and Goodwin on fly patterns, launch the ball as far and as high as you could. What could happen? They just might catch it and score a touchdown, or what normally would happen, what happens more often than not, interference. And if there's interference on one of our receivers and there's no time left on the clock, guess what? The half cannot end. So we would get another play. So we don't even attempt, Anna, we don't even attempt to go downfield with a few seconds to go to try to get three or to try to get six. Number three, third down, which I talk about, to me, that's the most important down in football. In this game, again, the seventh game of our season, third down, we were 2 of 11. In other words, we go out there, don't make a first down punt. I tell you something, I was absolutely furious because there's things that we could have done. We truly could have done to Tampa Bay, and we never once even tried. Again, let me go back to just before that first step. How in the heck, in God's green earth, do you not, with a couple seconds left to go, and you're in a position to fire the ball down the field, and obviously they don't understand the rules, or they're just really stupid coaches.
Let me ask you this, OB, because you just hit on something. We had a number of texts and questions from listeners throughout the broadcast this afternoon. I want to ask you this. What do you say to the fans out there who are saying, and you're hearing this a lot, you better make changes quick before you ruin Justin Fields, not only physically getting sacked the bejesus out of him, but mentally, physically and mentally. Is there truth to that?
Absolutely. And let me take it one step further. Jalen Johnson, our cornerback, okay, this past week, he came late to practice. He said he was about 1 minute late. Actuality, it doesn't matter. If it's 1 minute, 10 minutes, or an hour, it doesn't matter. You got all time in the world to be there, and you better be there on time in the world of the professional football, the NFL, okay? So he comes in, he gets dressed up, he goes to practice, comes out of practice, goes to his locker, and there's a letter in his locker. And the letter is from Nagy, our head coach. Mm-hmm. And the letter states that he's been fined basically $3,000 for being late to practice. Now, what should have happened, because he is the head coach, if in fact he was late, you bring him into your office, you sit him down, and you explain the rules. What are the rules of being late, et cetera, et cetera? and you broke those rules, and you're being fined $3,000. And eye to eye, face to face, he gives a letter to somebody to put in Jalen Johnson's locker. And the kid comes back from Pratt, opens it up, and it's from the coach who was just on the field with.
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing. Anna, mm-hmm. I cannot tell you what I think has happened here. I think this guy is starting to lose his team, or he's lost it. Why? Because what did Jalen Johnson do? I'll show you the respect that he showed to Nagy. He took that letter and put it on the internet.
Right.
And you think that's respecting a coach? You think that's respecting this coaching staff to have the whatever to go and put that on the internet?
No.
Think about what I just said.
No.
And you think Maggie hasn't lost this team?
That's maybe the sad truth there. Hey, I don't know what to say. Look, this is where we're at, OB. Can you say anything hopeful? Is there anything hopeful before I let you go? We got to check traffic. What can you tell us?
Well, it's the same thing. Somebody's got to grow up on that offense. Defensively, again, we're basically there, okay? Offensively, my God, you've got this whole field in front of you. And again, why the heck we didn't go downfield? You've got to go downfield. You've got to test the waters, Anna. You've got to go a deep post pattern, a fly pattern. You got to see what defense they're in. You got to have crossing ins. We do nothing. We do nothing, Anna.
I love you, OB. I love the game. Bye for now.